This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome to The BizCast. You work hard in your business and you want to know what it takes to get to the next level. The BizCast is where we interview best-selling business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Whether you're the leader of a Fortune 100 company or your company is just taking off, what you're about to hear will help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to welcome Stacy Hunke to the program. Stacy is an executive mentor, an educator of impact and influence, and a popular trainer and keynote speaker. Her clients include big brands that we know like Coca-Cola, Nationwide, GE, and Kohl's, and many others. And you've seen her in places like the New York Times and on Smart Money. She's the author of Yes, You Can, but she's here with us today to talk about her new book, Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday. Stacy Hunke, welcome to the show. In your book, you talk about having influence Monday to Monday. What do you mean by that?
I think the misperception of influence is that we show up and we turn it on. And I'm sure our listeners can relate to this concept. You know someone outside the boardroom or outside that big presentation, and you know them who they are for who they are. And you see them present, and it's something different. My whole concept behind influence, that true influence is how you show up is consistent Monday to Monday. That if people perceive you, Kevin, with credibility, confidence, and trustworthiness, that is all the time. It's consistent. Another element to this Monday to Monday number two is that not only is your personal brand consistent Monday to Monday, your body language, your messaging is always consistent no matter who you're speaking to and no matter what medium you're trying to push that message through.
So it's important to consider what all of that is portraying to the world and how you're coming off.
That's it. It's to make sure that your listeners are not guessing who's going to show up today. And it's so similar, Kevin, to, you know, I always think about athletes. I'm a huge sports fanatic, and we're not that different from an athlete. But I think the big difference is every day for us in the corporate world is game day. Well, just like an athlete, a professional athlete, however they're going to practice before the big playoff or before that game, that's going to predict how they actually play the game. And the mistake we make is, oh, I'm going to practice for the big presentation. Well, at that point, it's way too late. And the more consistent that we can be, the more authentic we will be as well.
Well, I was thinking as you were talking, it's important then to be authentic. You don't want to be putting it on 24 hours a day.
That's it. That's it. And now this is the next step, because people will challenge me on that. And here's what I mean by consistency. I'll give you something that's pretty generic yet really hard to do. You get someone who in a presentation, suddenly they stop using filler words or extra words that take up time and prevent brevity. Yet when you see them outside that presentation, they're using ums and ahs and they're rambling, taking too long to the point, get to the point. That's what I mean. It's about polishing our body language. It's about polishing our message that to make sure what we say has meaning behind it. It has purpose behind it to not waste people's times. And I truly believe as individuals, no matter what position you have in your industry or what industry you're specialized in, we all have areas of improvement when it comes to our communication. I'm not asking in the book for people to be perfect in their communication. I don't think that's possible. It's more about make sure that the reputation you've created through how you show up Monday to Monday, Kevin, is one that you're truly proud of and one that you're really aware of. That it's not you're going off of what you believe to be true based on how you feel you come across. It's the reality of how people are experiencing you through all these different interactions you have with them.
I want to ask about influence. So I may be doing those things, sort of refining and working on myself, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm influential. And you say that many leaders are mistaken about what it means to be influential. Mm-hmm. What do you mean mm-hmm. by that?
In the book, I laid out an influence model. That's how the book is really positioned around in the whole concept of the book. And to me, influence is, again, a lot of it's how people experience us. There's many examples in the book off that model. And well, let's just play off of consistency since that's where we were talking. Consistency is not only the body language and the messaging is consistent Monday to Monday. Who we are is consistent. I'll give you an example. I was in a meeting observing a leader with his sales team. There were many questions about the uncertainty of their future and some of the budget cuts and restraints that were being placed on them. And the leader really came across as, don't worry, everything's okay, giving examples of why everything was okay. Well, not long after that, he's in the hallway and is saying completely something different. I'm going to give you another example. I was at a conference as a presenter. I was going to be presenting their opening keynote, and I am sitting at the table next to all their executive leadership. The CFO, she was sitting next to me. And while the CEO, Kevin, was up on stage kicking off the big event, she's on her phone the entire time of his presentation. She is next to present. She gets up on stage. She's sharing with everyone how critical it is that they've invested all this money and time for their teams to be at this conference, to shut off your emails, to get rid of all of your emails, and make sure that you pay 100% attention during this conference. I'm thinking, Kevin, you just were doing that, and everyone saw you do it.
We're speaking with Stacey Hunke, and her book is Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday. Get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. You'll find a great selection of great business books. So why not? Just go to c-suitebookclub.com. It's time for a quick break, but stay with us because when I get back, I'm going to ask Stacey, all right, how do we do it? Want to talk about her influence model and how we can use it too. So stick around. We'll be right back. Over 3.2 million new book titles are published every year. What are you doing to help your book rise to the top? Submit your book to become part of the C-Suite Book Club, the premier source of leading business books for C-Suite leaders, executives, and celebrities. Visit csuitebookclub.com/author to submit your book today. That's csuitebookclub.com/author.
You're listening to The BizCast with Kevin Crane on C-Suite Radio.
Welcome back. I'm with Stacey Hunke, and we're talking about her book, Influence Redefined. Stacey, your book is built around an influence model, and we've already been talking about a couple of those elements, but can you talk a little bit more about the model as a whole, why it's important and how we can use it too?
Our listeners, if they could imagine, the model is a triangle, and the outside of the triangle on the left angle of that triangle is feedback, the right, Kevin, is practice, and the base of the triangle, outside of that triangle, is accountability. Those three are the drivers to influence. Now, if any of our listeners are smiling, I think it's because feedback, practice, accountability is common sense. It's not common practice. What I mean by the feedback needing to be a driver, Kevin, is that so many times we'll ask someone that we believe we can trust, how did I do? Typically, that response is, good, nice job. Well, we know that's not feedback.
Especially if that's your boss.
Exactly, Kevin. And in some cases, that person you're inquiring feedback about, they may be lying to you because they do not have the confidence to say, you say so often. You take a long time to get to the point. You're always fidgeting when you're talking to me. Book premises, the idea of feedback, it has to be constructive. I give many action steps on how to position that feedback. Practice to me is the key. We talked in the first half of this podcast around an athlete and how much they practice. And to me, it's not carving out additional time in your day. I know our leaders who are listening to this podcast, they probably do not have additional time. It's carving out the common sense that the next phone call you're on, Think about, are you saying too much? Are you really listening to what the true issue is behind what that person just asked you? And finally, it's accountability. Like Kevin, if you've ever had a workout buddy or perhaps a personal trainer, You know that when you make that agreement, I want to work with you, you do not say to the personal trainer, call me when you're ready. You have to pursue that. And even in my own world, there's no way I think we can improve our reputation, how we come across, our day-to-day communication, if we're not constantly having someone give us, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly reminders. Therefore, those are the three drivers, if you can picture those. And then inside the model, Kevin, are elements that I believe are critical in order for influence to occur.
And those are?
The first one is self-awareness, just being aware. Then it's consistency. We touched on that in the first half of this podcast. Then to me, it's reputation. The next level, as we climb up the center of that triangle model, is adaptability. Someone that has this ability to be constantly focused on what's happening between them and their listener, that they can adapt the message on the fly. The next is impact. So impact talks a lot about how can you be that person, that message that sticks long after the interaction occurs. Finally, you reach the top of that triangle of that influence model, and influence sits on the top.
Well, Stacey, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What was the best piece of advice you ever received, and how has it shaped who you are?
It was very young in my career. I'm very fortunate. I used to be an MC, Kevin, which means I would do introductions of professional speakers before our conferences. And our conferences were very large. And at that point, I was very young in my career. Frequently, people would say to me, nice job, good work. And I thought, wow, I'm really good. I was in my mid, early 20s. I had a big ego because of that feedback. And one day I was ready to get on our stage. There were about 200 plus people in the audience at our sales conference. And my boss, coach at the time, pulled me aside, Kevin, and he said, we need to video record you. And I remember we were disagreeing back and forth. It pretty much came down to my career depended on it, my job. So I agreed. And I'm up there, and I'm doing what I always did and what I thought I was really good at. And afterwards, we were sitting in this conference room. I can still see it. I can see that conference room. I can see him sitting next to me as we watch the playback. And we're about 30 seconds into the playback. He looks at me and he says, would you want to sit through that? And I remember thinking, wow, so there is such a disconnect. I feel really good. I feel comfortable. I was speaking all the time. That has nothing to do with the reality of how people experience you. And to see that was it. I always thought after that, Kevin, I'd rather know what people are saying behind my back. I'd rather know where my opportunities are of improvement are versus what I believe to be true.
That's Stacey Hunke. We've been talking about her new book, Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday. Get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Stacey, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was fun.
That'll do it for this episode of the BizCast. Join me next time when we continue to talk to business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Don't forget to visit the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Great books by great business authors. Only the best at the C-Suite Book Club. And if you like what we do here at the BizCast, don't be shy. Give us a shout out on social media or leave a review on iTunes. Meanwhile, until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Crane, for the C-Suite Network. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by the C-Suite Network. C-SuiteNetwork.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit C-SuiteRadio.com.